took off most of it. Still got a little. Took off most of it. Today, I think today was my best day.
It's like getting back out there with the, you know, more of a workout and more of the punch.
I feel good to be back out there. To be able to run more than 2-3 routes at a time. But, you know, it feels good. Look forward to, you know, getting in better shape and being able to go longer.
You're talking about shaking off the rust. Are you talking about just getting in better shape?
Getting in football shape, basically, yeah. And getting used to, DBs pressing me. Haven't won against that since the Colts game. So, you know, it's getting back used to that. You know, we got two great ones, so it ain't easy.
What's the most challenging thing so far about the new scheme, playbook, new coaches?
The most challenging, you know, it's a couple things we had in the last year offense. The same word, and we still got in this offense, but it's a different route. Yeah. So that's the most difficult thing right now.
Adapting to the new coaching staff pretty well?
Oh, I adapt to people easy. I ain't worried about that. But I think that's the most right now.
Notice any difference so far between Coach Kubiak, Coach Fox? What are the differences you're seeing so far coming out?
I know Coach Kubiak don't like nobody walking on the field. That's one of the main things. And so far right now, that's about it, because it's actually my fifth or sixth day around coach. So, you know, still learn new. Okay. Yeah.
And how did you find that out?
From everybody. Before the first practice. I actually learned that from Andre Caldwell. We back in Atlanta. It was working out when he came back out to mini camp and OTAs.
What's the biggest difference between Cody Latimer this year?
You know, Cody is explosive, make big catches. You know, I think he's been actually working on his game with, you know, route running. You know, he came in raw at the beginning, and now he's getting off the press, he's running deep and in. He's doing great at the top of the routes, making plays on the ball. So it's a big difference.
You came in a little raw yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
exactly. I was the exact same way. He's going to be good.
What kind of goals have you set for yourself this season?
Goals for myself.
For the team.
For the team.
Yeah,
basically, you know, as any team, you want to win the Super Bowl. But I think our main thing is taking the game at a time and making sure we handle the teams that we got on our first game in Seattle. Take care of them, and then we go down the road. And, you know, of course, we want to put ourselves in a great position to be able to, you know, make it to the playoffs and try to get home field advantage, so we don't have to travel much. To try to get back to Super Bowl.
Where's your comfort level with the offense now?
It's way better than it was Tuesday. Now, actually, you know, I was home yesterday. I was looking over some stuff and came out today. I wasn't, you know, going up to the line thinking, oh, what I got here. I kind of knew at the time, and that's the most important thing, since I could just start, you know, and go fast instead of thinking the whole time.
Can you sense this team's going to try to be more physical in the running game?
Oh, yeah, big time. I like it. You know, it's going to leave me one-on-one and probably be open down the field a lot. But, you know, the guys been working hard, been getting holes without even been full pads, and you can see holes here now.
Your annual Peyton Manning question, how does he look to you physically and particularly the arm strength?
He's smiling. I feel like he's good. And I don't know with the arm strength because – I haven't caught a lot, but I think I don't know if y'all gonna believe what I say, but I think it's a little more zip. I don't know how he can do that to be, you know, he's an older guy, one of the oldest guys on the team. But I feel like every year around this time, it's almost more zip on his ball, and you can notice. And he threw a couple posts today. It's probably 50, 60 yards, and I'm like, whoa, it's making me excited.
Marius, did you guys see any of the Tom Brady email stuff?
I ain't even paid attention to that.
Even missing the offseason, do you feel like the timing of Peyton's picked up right where he left off?
I think so. It's my fourth year with him. I don't think you can lose it that quick. But, you know, I'm still doing, you know, when they're doing special teams, me and Peyton don't do special teams. We do our one-on-one thing, and that kind of helps. So the timing is good. It's just different routes. You got to, of course, run the reps and get that timing down because it's a lot of different throws than last year.
You're talking about more physical running game. Sometimes that allows you to be one-on-one out there. Does that take you back to college at all?
A little bit, you know. Then everybody was saying they're gonna run the ball. Like I was like, I'm fine with that. I was similar in college. I know I have more than 42 catches, but I'm fine with that.
ET, who's tougher to beat in coverage? Chris Harris or Keith DeBoer?
Huh? That question again? It's hard to say. I can't say this. I remember playing Patriots, and when Key was on that team, that was my worst game I ever played as a receiver. And going up against Chris every day, it's always a competition because he's not the fastest, not the quickest, but he's always in the right spot. He's scrappy. He got hard, and he just go hard. And people don't understand that, but I do. I've been with him since day one, so it's hard to say. I hate going against both. That's what I'm going to say.
Good answer. You talked a little bit about this earlier this year, and the way I want to ask it is, what about the Patriots can get in the head of a football team? I know you mentioned that, you know, you didn't especially like where the team was going in the playoffs, but I'm not asking you about that. It's just, is it the Patriots' success, or is there a mystique there that sometimes –
I don't really know because I think the last couple times we played them up there, I ain't gonna say last couple, but we was winning and something just click and it just go all wrong. I don't know what it is. It, I guess some guys get relaxed when we was having a lead, but I guess they execute better than us in the second half. I don't think nobody's scared of the Patriots or nothing like that. It's just we don't execute the whole game.
So it's not them. Voodoo over you.
Not at all, because last time we played them here, yeah. I think we had control of the whole game, defense and offense, so it's about who's on that game, I think.
Demaryius, having the chance to have the fans out here, what kind of the difference does that
big
make?
Big difference. Last year was kind of tough, you know. We're looking to the sidelines, you got workers over there, now with fans, you know, cheering you on and help you when you're tired. And, you know, like me, I'll be a couple of times and I have a DT. Stand up, you know, help me stand up and get right. So it's good to have them.
Okay, thank you.